Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again with the Faith and Freedom Show, and my co-host today, Stan Treleaven of the American Foundation. Anytime you would like to look up some of the things that we've published on the web, you look up my name, David Allen, that's A-L-A-N, Carmichael, davidallencarmichael.com.net.org, type it in a browser, you're sure to get me in some very interesting reading. So just please do that. We're, as I said, we're streaming live video today and having a good time doing it. Stan, before we went to the break, we were just talking about the mayhem in America. Mayhem, and it's actually global mayhem. And so we're going to go with something that you brought up just as a response to one of my questions before we went to the break. You had this statistic about how many families went to church in 1950. You had, it was about 4%. What was the percentage? About 70% of families in America.
70%, yeah.
And now it's below 50% of families in America going to church.
Right.
Back in 1950, you had about 4% of only one or more than one parent working out of the home. And now, of course, it's up to above
70.
Yeah, 70% or even higher and progressing as we go. And of course, I said that that was something, if you read the Communist Manifesto of Karl Marx, you're going to find out that that's what his design. He thought that that was utopia, that we break down the structure of family so that everybody's a worker. And I guess there's an elite little group, whoever's got enough sense to ignore his own teaching. You know, Marx and all his buddies that would ignore his teaching and can take control of all the proletariats, you know, they'll be the new bourgeoisie and they can take over the world and have a good time doing it. But we are seeing the undermining of the American family. When we went, and this is for our listener, just to see where you've been brought up into this conversation as you're tuning into Frank Talk 104.3 FM. We started out the conversation talking about how the American Foundation that Stan has basically spearheaded, their goal is to talk to people and politicians. And somewhere in between, there's these pastors that we realize need to be having an influence based on his discussion. But what happens, or how do you bring these ideas of morality to be the influence, the spirituality, spiritual things, the things of the Bible influencing public policy? So the question I posed to Stan was, what kind of things can you think of? Is this basically abandonment of these biblical principles? What effect is it having? And oh my goodness, Stan was ready. And he's got a chart in front of him that I can kind of glance over. It's nice and multicolored. It's a shame you can't see it. But okay, so Stan, besides that, what were the other impacts of, really, it seems like the big swing started about post-World War II.
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, what other things went on there? And then, by the way, I'm going to ask you some questions about your upbringing in England through World War II and some of the things that you saw changing even while you were there. But go ahead and tell us about your chart, because I think it's worth hearing.
Well, the one line here that shows two parents working is we've seen that climb from in 1950 to about 4%, from 4% to in 2005 70%. It's even more now. Now, if you've got two parents working, then you've got problems at home or potential problems at home, and so. That is a graph going the wrong way. Right next to it, we have the divorces in America. In 1950, divorce was just a little less than 10%, and then in 20 years later, it was about 23%, and then 20 years later than that, which is 1990, it was 15% more than that, which is 37 or 8%, and now of course it's over 50% in 2005, and it continues at the same angle. It's about a 45-degree angle. Now, if you have 50 million people who are divorced, and each of those marriages relate to have two children, so you've got 100 million kids there, who separately from the two-parent work family. You have 100 million kids who are going through all of the emotional and psychological problems that come through the issue of divorce. So we're doing nothing to strengthen our country. We've got a nation, we've got a government at war with the Judeo-Christian values that created the nation in the first place and established the Judeo-Christian workforce, the strong family. This is why we call our unit, our organization, the American Foundation. We are seeking, through the families of this nation, to maintain the value structure that we've had. The government, our own government, is at war with those issues and is at war with the family. All the issues that we had, starting with Justice Hugo Black in 1947, and from that time now our kids, they can't pray. They can't pray in school. They can't even pray to themselves unless they can't talk about God. They can't read the Bible. They can't even discuss God in a conversation or a composition for an exam. Here we have a total deconstruction of the very value structure that brought our nation into existence in the first place.
Hmm. Okay, and I was. It makes me think of times when I was a kid in school and some things that I was required not to say. I was in a bookstore one day, and I was talking to the owner, and there's a sign before you leave the store. It says, "God bless you." So a lady comes in, asks the owner a question. She turns around and starts to head out, and she looks above on the threshold, this beam above her head. It says, "God bless you." And she turns around, and she was fuming. She says, "You can't do that. You need to pull that down." This guy's private bookstore. It's his own business. "You have to pull that down." He says, "What are you talking about?" She says, "God bless you. You cannot say that here." He goes, "Why not?" She goes, "Separation of church and state." Well, maybe. I don't know. You know, he filled out an SS4 form. Now he's part of the United States. I don't know what it is. But what it was is it just she was an example, the epitome of the mentality of America is really, I think America, well, I can't say America. I'd say your average Joe who's out there running his farm, running his business, and if your name is Joe, I compliment you. Their business is something that they hold to themselves. They find valuable. They take good care of it. They're trying to benefit the nation. They're trying to benefit their community and their family. And they have a sense of there's Almighty God who's going to hold us accountable. I think that's the average person. But I think there's folks who are entrenched in academia and in the government bureaucracies that I think are literally hell-bent to undermining these family values. As an example, I think about the mayhem that's happening in California, where the people get together and have a referendum that says marriage is going to be between a man and a woman. That's it. You know, if you're going to do something else, well, shame on you. Keep it in your own house. Eventually, you're going to pay on Judgment Day. That's fine. But, you know, just stop trying to undermine these family values. Of course, the government itself and the bureaucracies, when they see the mass of the people in California say one thing, they, because they're in power, begin to undermine the wishes of the majority by instituting something that literally is there to shoot down what you said was the Judeo-Christian values of America. The number here is 888-850-1872. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. I'm with Stan Treleaven today, and he's from the American Foundation. And he's kind of come at us with both barrels blasting because he's a gifted man. He's able to do that. Stan, I'm gonna read something here. It wasn't necessarily Florida news, but I think there's a lot of things happening in Florida that are similar to this. In Florida, just recently, in the last couple of years, they passed a marriage amendment that shows that the marriages can be between a man and a woman. And it was really, the goal was to make sure there's nothing that substantially tries to act like marriage when it isn't, like two men, two women, or whatever else combination that you might think of. In New York, but I'm going to read this thing I got from CF News and this CF 13 News, and it came from the New York Associated Press. It says New York celebrates domestic partner unions. Oh, this is where I was going. There was a bill proposed in this last legislative session that would propose domestic partnerships in Florida. And of course, all it did is it took the statutes talking about marriage and added a few extra words on it. And at the end said, well, this is not really trying to substantively be like marriage. But let's see what's going on in New York. Galixa Ortiz and Elizabeth Rivera, they had their moment as one of New York City's first couples to have an official domestic partner ceremony. This is what the clerk said. By the authority vested in me, in accordance with the rules of the City of New York, I now formally pronounce you domestic partners. New York City has allowed couples to register as domestic partners since 1993, but it wasn't until this week that the city began granting them the option of a ceremony at the clerk's office. It's the same as what they offer couples who are being legally married. It's $25. A domestic partner ceremony does not carry with it any additional legal benefits. Gay, they call it gay. I don't know why they took good words and changed their meaning. Gay marriage is still not legal in New York State. You see that? It's still not legal in New York State, but they have this thing that's a quasi-gay marriage. In 2009, 5,500 couples registered as domestic partners in New York City. Of five couples that had the ceremony this week, four were same-sex couples and one was the opposite sex. About 70% of couples who register as domestic partners in New York City are opposite sex. Many municipalities extend benefits to employees, domestic partners, and according to Human Rights Campaign, a growing number of businesses include a majority of Fortune 500 companies that are doing so as well. So what I'm looking at, Stan, here, based on this, is another example of, say, a biblical perspective, the foundation of family, a thing that this nation was founded upon, is being torn apart just speedily now.
Absolutely. Now, look at all of these issues that we're fighting about. None of them is political. Any of those political? Now, we've made them political. You can make politics out of a purple thumb or a yellow ribbon that you wear. But the issues are basically moral issues. Now, understand, here is a country that's totally destroying. It's in the process of deconstructing the values that made the country great in the first place. I just went down a few of the issues that divide America, and again recognize that a great portion of the enmity toward the family is from our own Supreme Court. We have five men on the Supreme Court, and that have a Judeo-Christian background. That they are Catholics, all of them, and then you have four who are, to all intents and purposes, pagan, anti-Christian, and it's from that quarter that these issues have been
There's problems with society. They've been taken as a political issue, even though they're moral.
Yes, yes.
And effectively, I mean, I can track what you're saying here. They're using the power of a company, of the government, to change what people have to think, because when it's put into law, it has the force of law. And it doesn't matter it has anything to do with reality or truth, but it is what is. It's almost like it, I got to take a break here. It almost becomes truth to people who are undiscerning. We're going to come back with this, a Faith and Freedom Show. I've been trying to take calls. People have been kind of popping in for a few seconds and dropping out. The number here is 888-850-1872 if you want to tune in and call into the Faith and Freedom Show, 888-850-1872. We're going to come back with Stan Treliving of the American Foundation on Frank Talk 104.3 FM and the Liberty Works Radio Network.